Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by AnnaBots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit AnnaBots.ai to get started. That's not my name. That's AnnaBots.ai. Today's guest is Brian Clayton. Brian is a successful entrepreneur and co-founder of GreenPal, an online platform that connects homeowners with local lawn care professionals. Born and raised in Nashville, Tennessee, Brian developed an early interest in entrepreneurship and started his first business at the age of 13, mowing lawns in his neighborhood. His BizHap is about that time when he woke up. Hear me out. He woke up and payroll was 120K, but he only had 14K in the bank. Brian, I can't wait to listen to that story. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Anna. Yeah. So I guess every bad thing that's ever happened to me in business, I was always glad it happened. But when it's happening, it sucks. And one time in my first business, I had a lawn care company that I started when I was a teenager and grew it up to about 150 employees. And in 2008, the world stopped turning for about a year in terms of economic activity in my business. Nobody was spending any money. All of my customers just took all of the money they were spending and took it to as low as they could. But I didn't react quick enough. I didn't cut staff. I didn't cut hours. I didn't make improvements to the business. And so one morning I woke up and payroll was due, and I knew payroll was due, and it was about $130,000. And I had around $13,000 in the bank. And I remember driving to the office that morning with this knot in my stomach, like this pain in my stomach, because I knew that I couldn't pay everybody. I couldn't pay hardly anybody and keep the lights on. And so I had to explain to all of my staff that we weren't going to make payroll that week and probably weren't going to make it the next week. And I thought, you know, the best thing I can do is just own this and list out all the mistakes I made and list out all of the things I'm going to do to fix those mistakes. And that's what I did. And pretty much everybody was upset, but they got over it. And I promised them that I would make them whole. And I did. And it all worked out. It took about 6 months, but I took the business back down to the studs, started to rebuild it, made it more efficient, got rid of the fat. And the business actually became better for it. And then a couple of years later, I was able to sell that company to a national organization, which enabled me to start my second business, GreenPal. So it was good that it happened to me, but it was tough going through it.
Oh, wow. So I have so many questions. Let me see. What can I start with? All right. What are some of the things that you did to fix that?
I had a problem where so much sales was coming in terms of people needing our services. Cause you got to think 06, 07, half of 08, the economy was roaring kind of like it is now. And then it just fell off of a cliff. And so the problem that I had running that business was I would throw bodies at a problem. If we couldn't get to all of our customers, I would just hire more people. Mm-hmm. If my staff didn't get done with their workload for a given day, I would just hire more people. And I wasn't paying attention to the unit economics of the business, meaning, okay, if we sent three guys to this job site and it took them a week to get this job done, how many hours did we bill out to the customer? And what was the customer paying us per hour? They were paying us per project, but it broke down to per hour. And were we making money? And I just, as simple as that sounds, I neglected that. And when times are going good, sales cures all. It can cure a lot of mistakes, but when sales stalls, mm-hmm. that's when a lot of the vulnerabilities of the business reveal themselves. And that happened very quickly in 2008. I mean, Bear Stearns fails, Lehman Brothers closes up, all of the capital markets freeze up, everybody stops spending money. And next thing I know, I'm having to operate on 10% of the sales. And that's what brought everything to a head. And the result was I can't make payroll. It was the result of a lot of sloppy decisions made up until that point.
Hmm. What was your biggest takeaway from that?
My biggest takeaway was I started off looking at it like, why is this happening to me? Well, why is this happening to me as a business owner? Nobody's going to bail me out. Well, why is this happening? And then I started to realize, no, this is your fault.
Mm-hmm.
as a founder, as a business owner, everything is your fault. Yeah. And you get exactly the company you deserve, because it's the net result of all of the decisions you've made running that business. And I had to look at myself in the mirror and realize I had been sloppy, that when times were good, I was running the business sloppy and I wasn't making sound decisions. And I was keeping a lot of people on that I probably shouldn't have kept on to the business. And so it was like this evolution I had to go through, where I had almost like a victimized mentality. And then I had to realize, no, this is my creation. This is my fault. I need to own it and fix it.
Yeah. If I fail, it's because of me.
That's right. And that's the thing that every founder needs to learn. And the sooner you can learn that, the better.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, Ryan, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Yeah. So today I'm CEO of a company called GreenPal. GreenPal is the Uber for lawn care. So if you have a lawn that needs to be mowed, just go to greenpal.com, sign up, and you get hooked up with a great lawn mowing service.
Awesome. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Brian Clayton, for coming in and sharing his story about that time when he woke up and payroll was $120K and he only had $14K in the bank. If you've got a biz hub of your own and you'd like to be in the show, by the way, I'm so glad you turned that around.
Yeah, me too.
If you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hub a day keeps a burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help installing AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit anabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time. Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Anabots. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit anabots.ai to get started. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Nina Elaine Borm. Unleashing creativity, inspiring minds, and making a difference, author, captivating speaker, and proud small business owner, balancing the beautiful chaos of parenthood as a single adoptive and foster mom. Guilty pleasures include indulging in memes and midday naps for Nina Elaine Borm. Her biz hub is about that time when she almost gave her business away. Nina, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, so I'm still fairly new in my business, but the first year, I remember this handsome gentleman reached out to me, and I'm going to be honest with the listeners. I thought that he was interested in me by the way he was talking, the way he was acting. And we finally went out to coffee, and it turns out when I get to coffee that he's not interested in me at all, but he's interested in my business.
Oh,
yeah. So that kind of took me for a loop, and he was telling me how much he loved what I was doing with the business. And then he just straight up asked me if I could just join him and do the same type of business with him, merge my business with his. And so I asked him, like, what would that really like look like? And I just didn't get clear responses. I kept saying like, I'm unclear on what is happening here.
How romantic.
The reason I say that I almost gave my business away is because I was in a slightly vulnerable state because I was new to my business, and here's this handsome guy, and it sounds like, you know, he knows more than me, and he's also like really cute. And I'm just like, for a split second, I'm like, well, maybe we could, you know, collaborate and bring our businesses together. And then like a light bulb went off and I was like, absolutely not. I've worked hard for this.
No, don't marry someone that you just met.
I'm definitely not doing this. I don't have enough information, and I'm building this business the way I want to. And so that would be my encouragement to other small business owners. The vision for your business is yours. And when you first start out, don't be overwhelmed by all the voices that are telling you to change this, change that, or collaborate with this, or join forces with this person. have confidence in the things that you've already done and go for it with that. So that is my little biz hap.
That is a really great biz hap, Nina. Sometimes, I don't know if this is what was happening to you. Sometimes our gut tells us something and we don't listen to it because of the voices that are outside. And maybe later in the road, we realize that what the gut was telling us was right. And those voices were just noise. And they back us up.
Yes. And the other quick lesson I learned from that is that whatever shortcomings you have within yourself, they will show up in your business too. So that bit of insecurity that I just carried personally, especially when it came to dating, it leaked its way into my business where I almost opened myself up to this business relationship in hopes of something more. So that was a huge lesson for me as well.
Oh, wow. That's pretty deep.
Yeah, and we only got 5 minutes. But I did want to share that.
Well, thanks so much for sharing this. And yes, number one, don't marry someone you just met. I learned that from Frozen, actually, from this big movie. and number two, trust your gut. Trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. And well, maybe if you were wrong, just own it.
Exactly.
Just own it. Dust yourself and keep going. Yes.
Exactly. I agree.
Well, I'm so glad you didn't give up your business away.
Yeah. And we're still going strong. So I'm thankful for that.
I'm so glad about that. So Nina, who do you serve and how can these people find you?
Yes. So if you're listening and you are a reader, like you love to read physical books, okay? And then B, if you are consider a person of faith, we primarily feature Christian books, nonfiction Christian books to help people grow spiritually and intellectually. Or even if you're just spiritually curious, I would love to get to know you. You can go to thebowsociety.com and join the list. And every week I'm sending out recommendations to help you grow intellectually and spiritually.
Awesome. Thanks so much to our guest, Nina Elaine Borum, for coming on and sharing her story about that time when she did not give her business away. If you've got a bizhap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One bizhap a day keeps the burnout away. And just a quick reminder, if you want help in selling AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.